WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
John Larroquette has won 4 consecutive Emmy Awards in comedy for his supporting work as Dan Fielding on Night Court, and more recently won an Emmy for drama for his guest appearance as a crafty killer on The Practice. Tonight, Larroquette returns to Sirius TV in a new comedy based on a British sitcom classic from the 70s.
That's the theme from Fawlty Towers, a British comedy starring John Cleese that was one of the best sitcoms of the 70s. In fact, it was one of the best sitcoms ever. Cleese, fresh from Monty Python's Flying Circus, and Connie Bloom wrote 6 brilliant episodes about an ill-tempered hotel manager named Basil Fawlty and his battle-axe wife, played by Prunella Scales. Fawlty Towers was a mix of wild physical comedy and dry verbal wit, with poor Basil shackled with a job and a wife he barely could stand.
Now, I have a rendezvous at 5 o'clock at this address, which I must reach from the post office in Queen Square. Now, as the map is sadly inadequate, I would be very grateful if you could draw me a diagram of the optimum route.
Well, I mean, may I ask what's wrong with the map?
Well, it's got curry on it.
Well, look, it's perfectly simple. You go to the end of Queen's Parade and...
Just listen. No, I just want a diagram.
No, it's really very simple.
Well, I'd rather have a diagram if it won't put you out.
Well, it does put me out.
Well, I'd like it all the same.
Basil!
Right.
Yeah, then.
We do have pens.
Oh, yeah?
We have actually got pens in the hotel, thank you so much. Somewhere.
I mean, where are the pens? I mean, would you believe it? I mean, there are no pens here. I mean, this is supposed to be a hotel.
But what are they doing in there?
I put them there.
Why?
Just sign there, Mr. Walt, because you're always losing them, Basil.
I am not always losing them. People take them.
Well, they don't take them from me.
They wouldn't dare.
In England, the show was such a hit that Cleese agreed to make 6 more, then stopped because he feared the quality might suffer. Once those 12 shows were imported by public television some 20 years ago, American TV wasted no time in trying to mount Americanized versions of Fawlty Towers. One starred Harvey Korman in the Cleese role, and the other, improbably, starred Beatrice Arthur for Maude. Both were awful. John Larroquette is a lot better of a match. He not only is as tall and lanky as Cleese, but is similarly good at delivering both sight gags and punchlines. His new CBS series, which is sneak previewed tonight before moving to Wednesdays, changes the names and provides its own scripts and jokes, but keeps the original Fawlty Towers set, characters, and premise pretty much intact. This new comedy, which co-stars Jo Beth Williams as the much sexier wife, is called Payne. That's P-A-Y-N-E. And it's not nearly as good as the original Fawlty Towers. Against that standard, though, almost no comedy would succeed. And on its own, Payne is more enjoyable than a lot of this season's sitcoms, especially when Larroquette's Royal Payne, yes, that's his full name, squares off against his hired help, who have no problem firing right back. Here's what happens when one delivery man, played by Raymond Ma, enters the front door with his daily catch of fresh fish.
Fish! How many times do I have to tell you not to come in through the front?
Everyone else come through the front door. Why not me and the fish?
Because you and your fish stink.
You stink! My fish in water all day. When last time you in water?
You're worse than your brother.
You worse than my brother.
I've seen 3 episodes of Payne, and they get better and more self-assured as they go along. I doubt that they'll ever equal Fawlty Towers. That'd be like asking some new version of The Honeymooners to achieve the same levels of that TV comedy classic. But with Larroquette behind the counter, the hotel he runs on Payne is worth checking out. And checking in.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.